Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Chair of the board at Vermeer Corporation, Mary Andringa, joins us on today's program to talk about Friday's Manufacturing Day. Well, Mary, Manufacturing Day is back once again here at Vermeer. All sorts of kids from 6th grade, 9th grade, and from the area schools that are here today. What really started Manufacturing Day, and why is it such an important day for the Vermeer team?
Well, thank you, and it's great to have you here with us. Manufacturing Day started 4 years ago, and it was a joint effort between the National Association of Manufacturers and the Department of Commerce, trying to get young kids to understand that manufacturing is a vibrant and important part of the United States economy. And so I think in 4 years ago, there were 240 events across the entire country for Manufacturing Day. And at Vermeer, we had 90 students come. So we had a good Manufacturing Day. Then the next year, I think we had 300 students here. And last year, we had over 600. And this year, we have 650, I believe. And that's really our limit. It's about how many we can effectively have here and be able to really get involved in activities and the ninth graders go on a plant tour. But in the United States, this year already, in some of the manufacturing events, the official day was actually a week ago. However, we're encouraging manufacturers to have this event anytime in October, because whatever works for their schedules. And so already, I think last week, there were over 2,600 events around the country. And I know last year in Iowa, there was at least one event in every county, which is really a phenomenal best practice, and maybe the only state that had one in every single county. So it's, again, it's an opportunity to get young people into our plant areas and understanding the variety of careers there are in manufacturing, to encourage them to think about, hey, manufacturing could be a job for me. There's some research that says when young people are asked what career destinations they have, many years ago and maybe even more recently, that manufacturing never hit the surface at all. However, if they've had some connection, like Manufacturing Day, or maybe gone with a parent to their workplace, then manufacturing ends up in the top three. That's pretty significant. And a year ago, we did a little pre and post question, and we're doing it again this year. I'm not sure what the results will be this year, but before the sixth and ninth graders came, we asked how many of you would be interested in a career in manufacturing. 34% said yes. Afterwards, 69% said yes. So we doubled the interest. Pretty significant.
Especially here locally, where you have a great talent base with Pella Christian Schools and surrounding schools. How important is it to have that local connection too? These kids might have family members who work here at Vermeer or work at Pella Corp or some of these big manufacturers here in the area. How important is it to connect locally as well?
I think it's very important. This actually is, we hope some of these young people are the team members of the future, because they come from a 60 to 70 mile radius of Vermeer. That's why we sort of target those schools within that 60-mile radius. So it's very important. And another thing that I think is important is young people who have a parent or grandparent, maybe another relative who works in manufacturing, we want them to have a sense of pride about what manufacturing is all about and what their parents or their grandparents are involved in. And I think we also want them to have a sense of pride about the state of Iowa, the fact that Iowa is one of the top five manufacturing states in the whole country. We've got a bigger percentage of our people involved in manufacturing than most of the country, by far. And to understand that, yes, we're a phenomenal agricultural state, but we're also a phenomenal manufacturing state.
And what does this say about your employer base? The idea that the people that you hire have all these different skill sets that they can lead these kids station to station.
Yeah, oh, it's great. I mean, I'm so proud of all of our team members. I mean, everyone who's volunteered to design an activity table, to man it, to work with the kids. Some of our employees are probably more comfortable, right, interacting with sixth and ninth graders than others, but they're all out there going to do a great job. And then we have a number of folks who are sort of the shepherds to take small groups around, and they will be great because they understand all the different career options we have at Vermeer, and I think they can add a lot to what's happening at each table. And so, yeah, we're just so proud of our team members and their willingness to be part of this day.
Once again, that was Chair of the Board with Vermeer, Mary Andringa. That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.